I do have a couple of announcements before we jump into training. Some housekeeping items, if you will. Number one, need to make sure that that these are mentioned. The Texas indeterminate premium forms must accompany Texas apps. There are some states, and I'm mentioning this for Texas, but there are a few others, that are requiring the indeterminate premium forms be signed. This is with F&G. Shenandoah has required this for a while, but F&G is now requiring it for some states, primarily Texas. You must have those signed and sent in with applications. Even if, and this form is just letting the client know that their premiums are not guaranteed for life. Even if you sell the extended premium guarantee, which guarantees the premium for the full term, you still have to get this signed because at the end of that term, their rates could go up if they choose to renew. That's why it's the indeterminate premium. Montana and New York. Thank you, Bruno. Montana and New York are the other two states. If you happen to be one of the maybe two agents we have in either one of those states, then you need to turn in the indeterminate premium forms as well. Number two, statement of acknowledgement does not have to come here. This is for agents, records, and the client. The Simpson Group put together, wisely put together a form called a statement of acknowledgement. It's signed by the client, really, and what it does is just says the client is signing again, saying that they told you the truth. And that is just for your records. It is always smart to be prepared. If you're a Boy Scout, you know that. it's just good to have these things. It's always good to have documentation. You never know when that sweet little lady that you sold a policy to could come back later and say, no, I told him this and that and this and that, and now it's your word against hers. And turns out the court systems like to believe sweet little old ladies more than they do greasy insurance agents. So we just need to be wise and get those forms filled out. Keep them in your file that you have on each client. Number three, if you change an answer on the application, rewrite the page. Otherwise, you're looking at an amendment, and we don't have time to make those changes. We're currently, but time is being taken away from other things. This is an announcement from every manager who happens to scrub apps. Managers are asking that when you are filling out applications, if you make a mistake, rather than marking it out and changing the mistake and having things initialed, just rewrite the page. You could, number one, take your time and not make that mistake, but mistakes do happen. If that happens, just rewrite the page, guys. We're talking about how to get your business issued faster. It's never a problem to rewrite a page. Now, obviously, if it's the signature page, you have to get that re-signed, but anything that you make a mistake on, just get it. You know, fill out another paper on it, fill out another page. It's going to get issued faster if you'll do that. Number four, you must submit the premium with the mode chosen. For example, no monthly premium with a quarterly modal selected. So if your client wants to go quarterly and they send in the first month, this will not be accepted. Now, if you're listening to this and you go, yes, it will, you're not teachable. I'm telling you, it was in the past. It is no longer. NAA is stopping these from going through and sending them back to us. You guys have probably seen a lot of emails going out lately, like number 11 on page 4 of the F&G application. We do need address of the mortgage company. We do need that. Well, we haven't always needed that, Fitz, but it says to put it on the application. And now F&G is starting to crack down and little stuff like sending in incorrect premium amounts for the wrong mode, like a monthly premium for a quarterly mode kind of example, or a monthly for a semi-annual, you get the idea, or not doing the address for the mortgage company. Those things F&G is starting to crack down on. They are going to be putting those things in conditionally issued. NAA realizes just by tracking sheer numbers that the agent force in general is awful. There's a tip. Awful at tracking conditionally issued and getting things fixed. And so NAA is just saying, you know what? We're just not going to have conditionally issued. So if you screw one of those things up, your application will be coming back to you. Your manager does not have the time because app count is rising for all of us, guys. Your manager does not have time to go through and do your paperwork for you. That's why you get paid the bulk of the commission and your manager gets paid a little bit of overrides because you do most of the work. So Just pay attention to it and get it done. This is all in an effort to get you paid faster and get you paid better, more and faster. Or as we always said in North Carolina, more faster. I know that's incorrect language, but it just that's how we said it. Number five, after you have sent business into our office, please check your emails for any additional info we may need. It's taking a long time to get info in apps while waiting on the agent's response. The number one complaint of F&G, and which has become the number one complaint of NAA, which has become the number one complaint of the Fitz Group, which has become the number one complaint of your manager, is lack of agent response. You know, if you'll go on and check your conditionally issued, you'll see money sitting on the table that they're waiting to pay you. All they're needing is a response from you. Well, that's not true, Fitz. They need an amendment signed by my client. Right. That's your responsibility. That's a response from you. All they need is a signature and they can pay. All they need is a little more money and they can pay you your commissions and issue that policy. So your client is actually covered and you are actually paid. Those are two good things, two things that we need to focus on a daily basis. But one thing we do here in our office, and I know a lot of managers do, is if apps come in that aren't looking good, Mel is kind enough to, in our office, Mel is kind enough to shoot an email because she's busy. She doesn't have time for a conversation on the phone, but she shoots an email just saying, hey, we need this, 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 get it to us, we can send the app in. She's being nice because I'm about to be a jerk. We need to get paperwork filled out correctly. And there are some agents that are probably not on this call, ironically enough. You guys on the call are the choir, and I'm preaching to you. But the folks who really need to hear this aren't on the call necessarily. But there are agents that we send corrections to every week, and it's the same corrections every week. Guys, do you like it when you beat your head against a brick wall? We don't either. So for those agents, and you know who you are, for those agents who get those emails from us every week about the same stuff missing, it's not going to be long before we're just going to turn around and send your apps back to you. But don't you need that business? No. I don't need business to go in that never gets issued. That hurts your numbers with F&G, and then you start getting these persistency letters, and they want to terminate you. That hurts my numbers with F&G. That hurts NAA's numbers with F&G. It doesn't do anybody a lick of good if you're going to send business in that doesn't have a chance of getting issued. So we're going to start stopping it. We're going to begin stopping it in our office. We're not even going to send it on to NAA if your business is not correct. That's why it's important that you respond now to Mel's emails, because if that doesn't work well, I'm just going to institute a blanket, send it back. Fitz, why are you being so hard this morning? Well, it has to do with a couple of conversations I've had in the last couple of days. People saying, well, you really need to sell Foresters because they're issuing business so well. And I agree. Foresters is. They're wanting business on the books. They're issuing right now to like 87-88% issue rate for all products. They're coming out with new riders that will be available right after the leadership in September. All these sort of things that are just dynamic things. And they're issuing, they're paying. I mean, I'm seeing my pay just, and you guys don't care about this, but I'm not personally producing. So my money is purely based on, my income is purely based on what the group, the trends of the group are. Well, we've submitted more Shenandoah this year than we have Foresters, and yet my pay with Foresters is better. I would bet that you guys who were submitting Shenandoah and Foresters are seeing the same thing. But recently it was discovered that the number one reason why that is, why the issue rates with Foresters are so high, is because NAA keeps the business in their office if it isn't correct. Emails come across. NAA is actually holding it. Deb Parsons in NAA's office holds the business with Foresters if there's something missing. And if you don't get back with her email, she'll send it back to you. That's why the issue rates are so high, guys, because the cases we're sending foresters are at least filled out correctly. It helps issue rates. You want to see F&G issue rates go up? Why don't you try doing the same thing? Send in your business at least filled out correctly. Let the underwriters not have to decipher what you're saying, but instead be able to make an evaluation based on what you put on the application. Somebody yesterday was talking about how their handwriting was bad on an application. I made this suggestion. If your handwriting is bad on applications, chances are real good. If your handwriting is bad on applications, emails keep coming across. If your handwriting is bad on applications, chances are real good the case is not going to get issued purely because the underwriters couldn't read it. So I made a suggestion. I said, look, go buy a typewriter. See, everybody wants Adobe Acrobat that you can type on and print up and electronic signatures and all that sort of junk. While you're in the home, fill out the application so you know what it says. When you get home, you feed an application into a typewriter. All of us know how to use typewriters. We grew up on them. $20, you can go get a typewriter at Office Depot right now. Feed it in there and type in the answers to the boxes. Then you fill in with your pen the circles. There's a solution, and it's not a high-tech solution. That solution has been around for, seems like, I don't know, centuries. I don't know how long it's been around. Forever, in my book, all my life, and probably most of yours, if not all of it. That's easy. Easy solutions. Okay. I'm covering announcements, but I'm also covering training at the same time. Here's an announcement. Attention, attention, attention. If you've ever written life investors through us, attention, attention, attention. NAA is no longer accepting life investors applications. Why, you may ask? Well, it was a mutual agreement between life investors and NAA. Why? Why do they agree to no longer do business together? Well, because our agents, because we have such good companies like F&G and Foresters and Shenandoah, because we have such fantastic products with those companies, turns out our agents were only sending really the dregs, just the absolute scum of the client database through life investors. So two things were happening. Life investors was being selected against. Life investors are being selected against, which means they were receiving more unhealthy business than their product was priced for. That was happening. And number two, what was happening was they weren't issuing business for a number of reasons, but also because we were selecting against them. So we've agreed not to send business to life investors anymore. They don't want it. We don't want it. Nobody wants it. But here's a letter that you should see an email coming out today about this. Please pay attention. If you've been snoozing and playing solitaire through the rest of my conference call so far this morning, please listen to this if you've been writing Life Investors. Life Investors is sending out demand payment letters to our agents that have advanced balances. That means if you've been paid advanced commissions with Life Investors, you're going to be getting a demand payment letter. A demand payment letter is just what it says. We'll break it down. It means payment is demanded. So you've been advanced. They're wanting their advance back. And they'll pay it back to you as you earn it, rather than leaving it as an advance. I'm just going back to reading this letter. Even though the agents will have as earned commissions in most cases to offset these balances, they are still demanding payment as outlined in the promissory note section of the contract. We understand that the as earns can be applied to the advance balance, however, it is not automatic. This has to be requested by the agent. If no arrangements are made, vectors will be placed and or further legal action taken against the agent by life investors. This is a letter coming out from NAA warning us, but all the action is from life investors. Now, here's the important part. All that was important. Here's the really important part. Our agents receiving these letters should contact life investors. The number is 1-877-454-4768, option 3. Again, 877 454-4768, option 3, to request their as-earned commissions be applied to their advanced balance. This is going to come out. I've asked Bruno to blast this out. NAA is going to blast it out. You should be well informed of this. I wanted to give you advance notice now on this call so I could explain it to you. It's perfectly understandable what they're doing. It also seems to me by reading this that if we just simply contact Life Investors, if you've sold it, if you've sold Life Investors, contact them, ask for your as-earned commissions to be applied towards your